This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joe Biden, I called, you know, bye-bye Biden, because his brain says bye-bye, bye-bye to his so-called Catholic background, or Christian of any kind. He could call himself a Christian. How can you be a Christian? Oh, I see, it's when you polish your horns when you go into church. How's that? And Kamala Harris, her name is Kamal, because she humped her way to the top, and her husband actually is a sellout to China. He works specifically in getting transnational corporations moving business to China. That's why she's appointed as vice president, even though she insulted the heck out of Joe Biden. It's because she's a perfect link in the deep state to China so they can sell and buy us out. John, I'd like you to continue. I have this little video. I'm trying to see where this one is going to send this video. See if
far less organizations can be seen talking about their plans.
We have been in discussion for a couple months about how to respond to different contested election scenarios. First step is that we think that we need to start the post-election phase in the streets.
Helen.
What's that?
Yeah, we need you to stop talking now.
Patrick Young is one of the main organizers for Shutdown BC, who participated in training sessions for the Sunrise Movement, where they, as the Wide Awakes, plan to protest outside Lindsey Graham's house.
We are going to Senator Lindsey Graham's house. At 6 a.m., we'll be there from 6 to 8 with Sunrise DC.
We reported about this planned event prior to it happening by obtaining a recording of their training session. Our information was able to get law enforcement on the scene to keep...
Well, let's just talk about all the terrorism they're going to try to do. Of course, you know, depending on what Trump's going to do here, because my guess is that's why Trump is kind of laying low right now. I'm going to put back your letters up. I think it's important for people to kind of grasp what's going on here. News media's attempt to do that. I'm watching on Fox. Fox is totally a fraud. This widened things in Georgia and the other places. These are scams. And I'm sure these watermarked ballots are going to be a way of them proving it to the Supreme Court. But the entire process in these democratic states and of course the deep state is actually a fraud. This is a fraudulent thing to take over the government. And people don't know the consequences to their health, do they? Don't believe, understand that forced vaccination, forced lockdown, forced economic chaos and depression, the effects on the number of people who get very sick, die, or be sterilized. A lot of people just commit suicide from the stress of what's going on, or starve to death because of what's going on in the economy. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She wouldn't even sign the bill to get people money to pay the grocery bill or their heating bill or whatever, and now we're heading into winter. And now they're trying to send a regroup now, even before, quote, inauguration day. I believe this is going to be gathered in the next week or so, and according to Pachenik, arrests are going to start real soon, probably as early as the next few days. But my guess, this is going to get ugly. And the Supreme Court has to pick this up and basically inactivate a lot of the so-called ballot systems that are going on in America and indicate that the ballot system that was set up with the excuse of the COVID-19 was directly set up to do a coup of the U.S. government. This is not a normal situation, is it?
Not at all. Not at all.
And the problem is a coup isn't just a coup where you got one party like Democrats take over. It's Democrats plus globalists take over. When everybody says, I even talk to relatives, and they say, well, he's a moderate. How brain dead are people when they say that Joe Biden's a moderate when he's never been moderate? And he's just going to be a sock puppet for Satan. And his whole party are pushing like crazy to bring in socialized medicine, which, by the way, socialized medicine in Canada is a disaster. Even in Canada and the European countries, there's no such thing as a nation, except communist countries like Russia and China that have a single party, single healthcare system that's a disaster. I know people coming out of the Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc nations where they had a single healthcare system. They were catastrophes. Only in communist countries do they have a single healthcare system. They don't, you know, they wouldn't allow you to be alternatively licensed in, say, Canada. I worked up there. I can tell you the Canadian system is disgusting. You can hang nail medicine at the speed of light. If you have anything serious or need alternative or integrative care or very advanced care, hell with you. That's the way it is, isn't it?
Yes, it has been for quite a while. And
for decades. I would say the past 30, 35 years. It started 50 years ago when they brought in health care. First few years, doctors were kind of a little more ethical because they're basically, you know, took care of their people. As it got worse and worse, the government got more and more control. Fee-for-service especially made them, if you don't do things our way, you don't get paid. Therefore, if you don't get paid, you're not going to have an open office with staff and everything.
Yeah.
So people became vassals to the pay-by-code system. And if doctors, if there's a complaint because you did something different than your colleagues, you immediately got in trouble with the licensing authority. Right?
Yes. I remember... years ago, I mean, going back about 50 years ago, many Canadian physicians relocated to the United States because they just wanted to give up their practice in Canada and try to restart here in America.
I did it.
Yeah.
I remember getting a call from Dr. Bernie Steele, who's a surgeon, a trainer of me when I was in medical school. And he was a registrar at the time. He was retiring from his regular surgical practice. And he called me up because one of the doctors I had hired in my office was actually not pro-life. And she called and complained that I was actually going to do a talk with the Catholic people at the local Catholic church about pro-life. And she was so angry. It was my clinic, by the way, multi-doctor clinic. I got a call from Bernie. What do you think you're doing? I said, I'm having a talk at the local church. They were actually trying to complain to me that I was having a pro-life talk in a local church about pro-life issues. So you got to understand here, people, if they take over, I'm going to guarantee you, they won't just do regular abortion, but right up to the moment of delivery and up to 3 years of age. Barack Obama tried to actually push it in Illinois law to have not only infanticide up to 3 years of age if there's a birth defect or a metabolic problem or something. I'm not kidding you. And if you think it just stops there, believe me, it's called eldercide, where if you're old or sick, you have multi-system organ problems and you're younger, screw you. They're going to kill you. And people say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. I said, look, I'm inside the healthcare system. My doctor, Dr. Robert Brown, who's a PhD in bacteriology and so on, a genius, he said, you know, Deagle, when you're going to medicine, you're going to find doctors who are serial killers. He's right. I've seen more doctors who are serial killers than you can imagine. I rescued a baby from a late-term abortion. It was actually a saline. And I resuscitated the baby, and a surgeon, Dr. Mata, tried to drive a scalpel into my neck and cut my carotid artery right in the operating room, and they already stopped him from slicing my neck and killing me on the spot. People say, oh, no, Dingo, you didn't do that. Yeah, I did, actually, damn it. So you can shut the hell up. You can go straight to Hades, okay? Because this is the truth, whether you like it or not, it's the way it is. Now, a lot of people say, well, look, if they shut me down tomorrow, let's say the deep state, my words are still going to ring inside you as you're all of a sudden quivering and you're surrounding a building about to be put into a laboratory where they're going to slice your head off with a guillotine. Or forced vaccinated, you're going to be quivering and shaking with fever and chills as you wonder what the hell's next, which is not going to be funny. You need to start waking up, people. This is what's going on here now. Joe Biden is the kind of one of the final nails in the coffin of America, isn't it?
Yes.
It's life or death. I mean, honestly, I tell people I financially support Trump, and I sent a couple checks to him already just since yesterday. I want people to support him in his legal challenge because this needs support in every state and also for the Supreme Court. Trump needs not only your prayers, but your money in order to file this in legal court, because if Biden gets in, which I think tonight he's going to try to declare he won in one or more states, and the news media are totally on side to say, even though they don't have a recount. See, what Trump is doing now is he's forcing a recount with these kind of watermark ballots. If there's a recount, it means it stops everything. Everything's cold. Nobody's going to get make a statement if I got close enough. For example, if you took Nevada, because they had kind of already pushed it, even though they didn't finish the counts and recounts in these other states or bring in military ballots, like in Georgia.
Yeah.
They're going to say he's actually reached 270 and he's the president, Biden. That's what's coming. Now, if Biden does get in, we're going to be in a world of hurt. We're going to have some real bad things now. One of the good things is the Senate and actually the Congress is actually massively decreasing. They're freaked out by it. Because in, say, 2022, If they lose the House, then they're really screwed. They've lost the Senate now, and they can't get through all their bills. They won't be able to jam taxes of $4 trillion or defund the military. But they can do some bills through that can start to affect federal lands, for example, for oil fracking and so on. And if you don't think they're going to do it, people out there, oh, no, I want to vote. And I heard that a lot of the people, unfortunately, because they don't like Trump's personality, suburban women. You got to wake up, women. This is your future. It's not pleasant. Those who had a sense and realized Trump is not a racist, not against people of different alternative sexual patterns or male or female or whatever color your skin is, he's not. They want to paint him that way because they want to make sure he's the devil, he's the monster. He's not. He's the most non-racist, non-sectarian, you know, non-abusive president we've ever had. Unfortunately, and he's even donated his salary, we're heading toward a nexus here shortly. It's going to be Supreme Court first, and they pick it up, or it's going to be martial law. That's what I see coming in the next 2 months.
Yes.
Supreme Court or martial law, one of the
other. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. Hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I'd like you to continue on this. I want people to understand how serious this is. Here's my timeline. I think that you're going to start seeing arrests in the next few hours or days, and the Supreme Court is going to have to pick this up because if this is true and they have a sting operation, they're going to have watermark-tagged ballots that are going to prove that their thesis is across states. That's just not a minor problem like blocking people from viewing the the ballots and you know, in activating certain ballots. It's much more than that. It's an actual coup going on. If they can prove this with their sting operation, the Supreme Court is going to have to invalidate, in fact, elections in these Democratic states. We may have to actually have a revote. What's going on now? People know the issues now. Because you remember, the, a lot of people voted even before that last debate where Biden actually admitted that he was actually going to get rid of oil and gas and actually going to, he was going to shut it down. He wasn't saying, I'm not going to, he came even afterwards trying to say, I'm not going to stop fracking. He yelled at people. I'm not going to stop. And he actually, this is after he stated in the debate with Donald Trump that I'm going to migrate away and I'm not going to stop funding federal fracking and I'm going to shut down the oil and gas industry and get rid of it. He's pretty nervy, and people say he's moderate. You have to be brain dead if you believe that Biden is moderate. He's a liar. He's part of the, what I call the liocracy. Do you like that? It's a new term I invented years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liocracy. They just lie, 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 lie. When any words of error going over their vocal cords, they're just lies. That's why he and his family got rich. How many homes does he have? Do you think from his senator's salary he can afford all these homes? Of course not. You think when the mayor of Moscow gave $3.5 million to his son, some didn't go to gym to him? You're kidding, the big guy? Are you kidding? Really? His drug addict, sexually perverted, weird son, Hunter, who now has been investigated since last year, and the, all the stuff was being suppressed by the media at the same time, they want to tell you that Donald Trump is a devil. He's a devil. In fact, I heard a comment by a relative here recently. Donald Trump said, I don't like any of the military that get captured. And he was only talking about McCain because McCain did such bad things, he actually turned his own people in. Some of those guys, when they got captured, were tortured and killed. You know that, right? So Donald Trump's talking about those issues were only regarding McCain. McCain is a human piece of garbage, a monster. In fact, most of his people that knew about him in terms of his what he did is, you know, taking his jets and almost kind of crashing into the naval ship, and doing other crazy things because he had relatives that were quite high in the Navy. John McCain was a nut, a very evil nut. Even though he's a Republican, he was a deep state guy.
Yes.
Just like Romney, okay? Another deep state, we call Rhino.
Yeah.
So where I think this is going to go is you're going to be able to see it play out in the next, I'd say, week or so, where you're going to see arrests, and then the Supreme Court will have to pick up this sting. If they do, Donald Trump is going to hold it up probably. My guess is it's going to take maybe a month or so. They're going to have to, the Supreme Court is going to have to rule that the ballot situation is going to inactivate a lot of the ballots that would otherwise take the states away from Trump. And Trump can then be declared winner. Now, if somehow the Supreme Court doesn't, and Trump doesn't declare martial law, which is the Insurrection Act, and Biden gets in, grab your butt, man. It's going to get ugly. Because there's a menu of things I expect them to do. Number one, they're going to increase their testing, which means you won't be able to go anywhere, including public buildings, unless you're tested, which is freaking useless. Number two, they will actually force vaccinate you in multiple states, and if you don't take the vaccine, you won't be able to leave your home. Number three, they're not going to resurrect the economy. They're actually going to attack you to death, where people are already suffering, and about half of the economy hasn't come back. It's a V-shaped recovery, so it means the recovery is going to turn into a depression. And depression also means when we get weak enough, we're going to have cities where they've defunded the police, which they're still planning on doing if the Democrats get their way. You're going to start seeing them inviting United Nations troops come in when being trained in China, even if they're not Chinese, and eventually Chi-Com. So those are the things that are coming, people. So if you've been a dumbass and actually voted for Biden, this is what you're going to get. It's like if you're playing with power saws and dangerous, you know, machete blades, you know, you think you're a samurai, don't be surprised when you slice off somebody's arm or leg or foot. This is what's coming to you.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of dumb young people around who they say, I want health care. No, you don't. You want affordable health care for everybody, but you want to be in control of your health care. You do not want some friggin' pinhead politician telling you who you can see and what you can see and what kind of treatment you can receive. You do not want that shit.
No.
All right.
And you don't want your case to be reviewed by a committee that can be politically controlled.
Right.
Because that's your life. Yeah. That's us at stake.
The medical commissar.
Yeah.
I call it the white-coated I call it medical Nazi.
Well, if I may interject some thoughts here.
Yeah, go ahead. Your turn.
Uh, I, I know, Dr. Deagle, that the American people elected Donald Trump.
Right.
But hardly anyone in the United States is aware of that, because that information has been kept from about 98% of the people. Now, you and I were fortunate enough to suffer through the early morning hours, and we heard what happened shortly after I had congratulated and confirmed with the president that he had definitely won the election very decisively by a landslide. And anyone who's capable of analyzing things would have come to the same conclusion. And even the news media, their statisticians and analysts came to the same conclusion. And they informed the anchors that were still on TV and radio at that time of the situation.
Right.
But they were instructed not to divulge it, but they started asking rhetorical questions like, did the Democratic Party make the right choice when they selected Joe Biden to be their presidential nominee? And
they wanted somebody to look moderate enough, at least in the past, that they could actually scam the people that he's not going to be a totalitarian control freak and take away their rights for having a gun or personal protection or defund the police.
Right.
Or get rid of oil and gas, or get the green agenda and all this other stuff, and actually allow the sale of our technology to destroy us, so China, in 4 years, will basically own us.
Yeah, but the reason for them bringing it up was because they knew that Joe Biden had lost the election, and maybe the Democrats should have selected someone else who might have been able to generate enough votes to put him over the top.
They couldn't. Now, all the other people are so far left, the average person in the population doesn't want the stuff they want. That's why they couldn't get more congressmen and senators.
Yeah.
Because the average person says, I don't want to defund the police. I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic. You do not want no police. I don't want people to control my health care. I want affordable health care, even as Medicaid. Number three, I don't want you to tax me to death. So my $6,800 I got because Trump's been in, and now my kid and I, are, even though we don't have a college degree, have got a job, I don't want you taking my job away. People, they underestimate the average intelligence of the average American. What they did now is they scammed the head, our president. They couldn't scam as well the senators and congressmen, even though they spent tremendous amounts of money trying to get the Democratic senators in, and they lost. Same with the House.
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take a couple-minute break, then we're going to continue reading through the rest of the show, okay?
This season, financial is a license.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has a lead of just over 12,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania Republican State Senator Jake Corman says recent rule changes are leading to confusion in his state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and by extension, the governor, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether President Trump, whether it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it.
President Trump in a statement saying, "We believe the American people deserve to have full transparency into all vote counting and election certification, and that this is no longer about any single election." You're listening to USA Radio News. The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
"Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment, down from whatever 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work."
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. Biden is set to address the nation on Friday night. No word as far as what he will exactly be talking about. You're listening to USA Radio News.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. John, I'd like to kind of explain some of the stuff that's going on here. Let me open up this video clip here and just play a little bit more, and then we'll play it for a couple minutes.
I encourage, you know, for all of us to be fighting for revolution before today, tomorrow, afterwards.
These are, by the way, for Black Lives Matter.
In another meeting, they're scheduling their plan of action between election night and inauguration.
So we're inviting people to come to BLM Plaza anytime after 4 p.m. on election night, and we're going
to... So what people have to understand, these are organized things between BLM. BLM is funded by billionaires, Hollywood, major billionaires like, you know, Cuomo, put $100 million into trying to see if he could take back Florida. What we're seeing going on here is a globalist, I call it the Silicosaurus from the Silicon Valley, the monsters that control the International Monetary Fund, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. And if you want to go right up to the top, it's called the Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. It works directly under Satan. People, oh, no, Dr. Deagle's not that bad. Yes, it is. That's the hierarchy of command. We've talked about this with Gary Richard Arnold, who has some personal issues. That's why he can't show up here on the show lately, even though I'm helping him. He has a problem with one of his family members. I'm trying to help him get better from some major health problems. So what you have to understand here, John, I want you to comment on this because I want people to know what's going on here is very serious. It's very immediate. And if people say, well, I'm not going to be involved, I'll just see what happens. Well, you'll see what happens, all right? Number one, you got to prep up. At the very least, get yourself out of the big, ugly blue cities. Get yourself prepped up with local, like-minded Christians. Get yourself food, water, and ammo and everything. Get yourself ready for power blackouts and what's called Operation Zephyr and Pogo, where they're going to come to your home. Get ready for the fact you may have mandatory vaccines. Mandatory testing everywhere. You have to understand, even if Biden doesn't control the Senate, he's going to try to do a lot of bad things, including regulations dealing with the oil and gas industry. And he'll do whatever the left inside the party wants, the social communists. But he's only going to be able to go so far because of the Senate there, and of course the House is now very close to losing its majority, and probably will lose a majority in the next election, because the next year or so of what we call lame duck presidency between now and 2022 is going to kill, finally kill, the Democratic Party. They're only alive now because they're on life support. I mean, you know, Biden had these lids where he didn't even travel around and do, you know, proper, you know, expose of what his actual policies were. He'd always say, I'm going to set up a committee, I'm going to do this and that. And he needed a straight lie up that he's not going to get rid of the oil and gas industry until Trump caught him in that debate. Your comments, John, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wish that more Americans were actually watching the results. Now, before the polls closed, we were more or less being brainwashed into thinking that Biden had a substantial lead. And so all of the projections that were being released before the polls were closed on the East Coast strongly suggested that Biden had wrapped up things and he was on his way to the White House. But as soon as the votes started coming in, we saw an entirely different pattern approaching.
You know, it's almost like stop simultaneously in all the states at the same time, right?
Yes. And before me, I see, I said, am I sure looking at these pictures correctly? Because states like Montana, which were supposedly for Biden from their earlier forecast, all of a sudden we're going for Trump. And I start seeing a different pattern. And by the time we get to around midnight, when I guess Biden made a speech, and then after that President Trump made a very decisive speech with confidence, and you could tell he was very sharp on the numbers that were available to him at that time. And there was relatively little doubt whatsoever that he was definitely ahead, to the point where the remaining votes or the residue that had not been counted would not be enough to really alter things that much.
Right.
And and he anticipated he would be having problems with Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, so he basically said that he's prepared to take this to the Supreme Court, which is a very wise decision on his part. No one in the past had ever been that wise or clever. Of course, he took a lot of heat and flack for it.
Well, that's right. It has to be a state and can't be a minor violation. It has to be one big enough that crosses states. And it's a systemic problem. It's not just like one issue.
Yes.
Right.
And then by watching and looking at all of the data available before 1 o'clock, I was able to send a letter, an email letter to the president, confirming and congratulating him that he had made a decisive win, a landslide victory, in essence. I also said that he made the right decision in preparing to take legal action to the Supreme Court on what was going on.
Right.
And then what was so remarkable after that, it became very clear that the news media had also come to the same conclusions through their analysts as I had already done in sending that letter to POTUS.
Right.
And so they were, again, talking to one another and basically very bluntly. I was surprised they even had the courage to ask this rhetorical question. Did the Democratic Party really make the right choice when they decided to have Joe Biden become their presidential nominee?
Right.
So there was at least some independent thinking going on amongst the news media. And they could have only done that is because they were so much aware that Trump had already won. And so they thought, well, I guess by saying what we really feel, There will be no repercussions.
Well, let me raise an issue. If you're having ballots coming in for weeks before, why weren't they counted well before Election Day? Why would they count the ballots of people voting that day first and then say they're going to count the other ballots later? That, to me, is scamtastic. Secondly, with these watermarks, they're going to determine that there are ballots that came in that were actually being manipulated. So what I see happening is they were rewriting the ballots to make sure they were valid because they didn't properly have signatures or whatever, or they didn't have proper validation to make sure the signature on the outside and the watermark and the dates and so on were all matching. So that's why these agents in Michigan and in Pennsylvania didn't want people watching, like Pam Bondi, who's an attorney general, top attorney, coming up from Florida to actually see what's going on. They wouldn't let her in within 100 feet of it. So, you know, the courts even allowed them to do that. So I think they have enough evidence between this and the sting operation to say there's a systemic problem that crosses multiple states that are all Democrat. If that's the case, they're going to have to invalidate the elections in these states, and they're going to have to start from scratch.
Well, I personally think they shouldn't have to start from scratch because they had already been...
Well, by scratch, I mean they're going to have to invalidate the ballots that were actually incorrect, and they just can declare that Trump won.
Yep.
See, if they just do that, they're going to see that night they were close enough with the total number of votes, they're going to say, okay, Trump won. They did it already with Arizona, even though they're a long way from having like over a million ballots coming in. But for some reason or other, the people, and they were very arrogant at Fox, because I learned that the people at Fox, actually they're Fox, so political analysts that do the balloting, they're all Democrats. They're not Republicans. They got one rhino Republican on their staff, but they're all Democrats.
Yes.
And then they got this kind of snarky look on this guy who's smiling and snarking while he's saying about Arizona when there's like well over a million and a half ballots to come in.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
So... I think we should continue talking right through the break here because we've got another, you know, roughly 20-some minutes left.
Yes.
I think people need to understand what's going on here. I'm going to also minimize this and play another couple of seconds of this little video clip so people can see what's going on here. This is pretty damn crazy.
Is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay... One from Brighteon you have here, okay? Which one is? I have a whole list of featured videos. He gave me a list of 4 of them. Listen to the full analysis here, full podcast here.
I imagine the first okay. one. But
won't do this to defeat Trump. Here it is. This is
this
it.
This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com.
This is an audio cast.
Clean foods and supplements for immune function. The Democrats and the deep state will pull off to try to get Biden elected and eliminate Trump, then just think back to the fact that the globalists helped China fund and build the coronavirus bioweapon and launch it upon the world, primarily as a way to damage the United States and damage the Trump administration.
That's what I've been saying since January.
Trump is making life very difficult for communist China,
yeah.
Which means Trump's doing his job. Communist China is an evil, authoritarian, tyrannical regime, and they have taken over big tech, they've taken over Canada, they've taken over a lot of Australia, and a lot of New Zealand as well.
Right.
And China is trying to invade and conquer Taiwan, and they're pressuring India and Japan and other countries as well. China is the world menace.
Right.
They are the bullies of the world. They are infiltrating and taking over everything and bribing the Biden crime family, as we've seen with Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. And Trump is standing up against them, saying, no, we're going to defend America against communist China. And that's why China, with the help of Obama and Dr. Fauci and the NIH, funneling money into their Wuhan Virology Lab Institute, whatever it's called, they've built this weapon and they've released it upon the world to take down America and take down Trump. Now, if they were willing to do that, in other words, if they're willing to kill millions of people around the world and to crush economies all around the world and to enslave humanity everywhere around the world, then doesn't it stand to reason that there's nothing they won't do to steal the election? There's nothing they won't do.
Right.
They will try anything and everything.
Biden. I mean, look at all of Biden. The media wouldn't even touch Biden, right, and his Trump family.
Carry out false flags. Acts of just brazen terrorism, fake news, you know, all these things. Anything that it takes. They are after power at all costs. And this is why they must be stopped. This underscores the critical importance they've taken up with her video, the black hole. And they have already used that weapon just in the last few months.
I'm going to try to see if there's anything else there. Did you send me something else from Brighteon? Because I have the rest of Brighteon's down here. It says, the final line of the sand, fighter died. Here's one. I'm going to try to see. Let's see.
Election Day 2020 going to Supreme Court. How much do people need? Proof do people need? Let's look at this one. Maybe this is one that's good. The prisoner. Okay.
Well, we find that a lot of people are on the same page with us, Dr. Deagle.
World government is banker tyranny.
We revisit the Colonel M. House report in 1919, a chilling 10-page document which proved the League of Nations was a facade for British imperialism. The League is in substance
the volume of the clip.
Admitted on the same basis as our other colleagues.
Oh, I know why.
It's contempt for
America. Is it here?
Reveals the
system. Can you hear it now?
Control the bankers employed 100 years.
Yeah, ago. I must hit the volume.
Methods
thing.
Have not changed. If ever we needed proof that democracy is a charade, this is it.
I'm hearing it a little better.
Yeah, I had the volume thing that shut off this from the
Rothschild-dominated Bank of England planned to trick the United States into becoming a British colony again by joining the League of Nations. The League of the Nations, like the British Empire, was the banker's fiefdom, and this stratagem would merely formalize a colonial status which already existed. The bankers took over the U.S. during the Teddy Roosevelt administration, 1901 to 1909, when Rothschild front J.P. Morgan alone controlled 25% of American business. The Curtley M. House report is a chilling 10-page progress report dated June 10, 1919, which proves the League of Nations was an aborted attempt at world government and a facade for banker tyranny. The report reveals the reality and the tactics behind the United Nations and globalization. Reveals the deceit. Don't forget to subscribe and all honorary. The report is addressed to British Crown refers to the owners of the Bank of England, the consent of the dominant group of the controlling group. We hold all American newspapers as isolated from the non-American world, as if they had been in another planet in some program. And
yeah, I'm just moving forward here.
The war has made us custodians of the greater part of the world's raw materials. We now largely control the oil fields of the world, and thereby the world's transport.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I think the most important thing that we need to close the program with is the realization that that Trump actually won this election by a landslide, which a lot of people are going to find hard to believe.
Well, I think if Trump's correct in this thing they've talked about with Buchanan, if Trump actually gets the Supreme Court to do properly, have proper investigations, because they're pouring tons of money in with a battalion of attorneys in all these states, then you're going to see over the next, I'd say, months to 2 months, these cases come before the Supreme Court and other courts, state courts. And then you're going to start seeing, even if Biden temporarily gets there, Trump is not going to concede. And the lack of concession indicates that something's really brewing. See, if tonight I expect Biden to say he's going to take that, they're going to announce that he's actually gotten something like, you know, one of these other states. And they're going to say that he's now at the 270, but Trump's not going to concede. If Trump doesn't concede, it means he's got something serious that can actually be brought in court, that actually can stop this and reverse it.
Yeah.
It's going state court and in federal court and the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court sees it, they're going to see a level of fraud that basically was perpetrated on the population to create a fraudulent attack. And again, remember, it's not just Biden's just a place marker. He's probably not even fully aware of exactly what he's doing. And he's been in politics 47 years.
Right.
What's really going on here is the bankers and the globalists are taking over, and they're probably not even at their level fully aware of that. Ultimately, they're brown shirts. Like, you know, remember the brown shirts, how they, you know, the globalists, you know, the Nazi Germany, they got rid of them?
Yeah.
And same thing in Italy. What I see happening is a lot of these people are functionary kind of throwaways. And when the globalists decide that they no longer need them, they're going to throw them away too.
Yes.
So I don't think people realize what's coming here is a massive depopulation, a massive control, a chipped population, a genetically engineered human race are called Humanity 2.0, which is Dr. Kerry Madej, M-A-D-E-J, in Georgia, very, very bright young lady. Doctor has talked about this. All these people know that we're heading toward what's called the Mark of the Beast system. And it can be three things. It can be the actual Mark of the Beast with a chip. It can be the number, the name, which is biometrics. It can be just agreeing to the system, you know, population reduction and the other things, and using a cashless system. All three things mean you've agreed to a luciferic system for population control, and your system's going to save the planet using your interventions to the world, which is a lie. We're heading toward a pole shift, which you talked about in the show every 2 weeks with our expert on that program, Mark Gaffney. He'll be back on next week, next Wednesday. We are moving toward an economic depression, which they're going to try to create on purpose, just like they did 1929. They did it on purpose. They actually manufactured it to actually create a depression that's allowed them to march forward from 1929 years later to World War II. It was a hiatus between World War I and II, and it was punctuated by the Depression.
Yes.
It was all part of the game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And what we're heading toward right now, because the pre-kinetic phase of World War III, you're in it now. This is part of the pre-kinetic phase of World War III. What do you think of that?
It definitely is, Dr. Deagle.
We're in the economic convulsions phase, the economic rearrangement phase, the loss of liberty phase. We're in the pre-kinetic phase of World War III. And when the kinetic phase happens, things like power outages, major climate attacks, like these superstorms hitting America and around the world, increasing earthquakes and volcanoes and extreme weather. And they'll use an excuse for their so-called crazy environmental laws. They think that somehow if we stop producing carbon units, which are people, and the carbon units producing things like vehicles, they're going to save the planet. Nothing could be further from the truth.
That's so true.
We're in election fraud, people. Just pray on it. But guess what? The good news is we have a code called VETERAN. You can save 7% on all our NutriMeds. The sale's on right now through to the 12th over Veterans Day, which is coming up on the 11th. Use that code VETERAN. You can save 7% on all new listeners. Number two, we have the Lord God is going to intervene for us. Number three, we control the Senate. We almost control the House. That means even if they have Biden in there, they can't do all the craziness they want to do. There'll be a lame duck government. And I'm hoping Trump will win. He's a fighter. If anybody can come back, it'll be Donald J. Trump.
Well, he should.
And even if you shove him out of office, he'll come back and he'll cause so much havoc they won't be able to do a damn thing to do their agenda. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening. God bless everybody out there. Bye.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.